This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, November 8th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. Two former Secretaries of Agriculture are featured in this week's AgriPulse Newsmakers. Former Governor, U.S. Senator, and Agriculture Secretary Mike Johann says he advised the President-elect to look for ways to help farmers generate income.
Farmers don't want to farm for money that they get from the federal government. They want to farm in the marketplace. They want to have markets for their products. One way of boosting that marketplace is through things like biodiesel, things like ethanol. So my hope is that he will have an aggressive policy that really builds those markets.
Former Congressman and Ag Secretary Dan Glickman says exports are important to U.S. agriculture, but he's not sure that tariffs are the way to answer agriculture's trade deficit.
President-elect Trump has talked about 60% tariffs on imports from China, and then a 10 or a 20% import tariff on everything else. And agriculture is probably the most export sensitive of any industry in America. We have to sell about half of our farm products overseas because if we don't, they just will rot. We don't have consumer involvement and appetite for farm products. About half of it is domestic and about half of it is overseas. And so it's a very bad idea to just have blanket tariffs. I'm not saying that at times you don't go after a country that engages in improper behavior or overly subsidizes themselves.
Johann hopes Trump is using tariffs as a leverage point to open markets.
I'm hoping that's a negotiating point and we can get beyond that because we just desperately need markets for our ag products. There's just no doubt about it.
Dan Glickman says it will be important for farmers, ag groups, and ag business to speak up.
Agriculture businesses recognize that they just can't keep quiet about this. This is a really important part of the future of agriculture productivity and health is to have what I call fair and free markets. And you can't put a 60% tariff on everything that China sells or buys from us. It's a prescription for very serious economic damage to farmers.
On the other hand, Johann says Trump cannot ignore the trade situation and must take action.
There's no doubt about the fact that trade policy has become unbalanced in some areas. He points to China. I could point to some other areas too. Across the board tariffs generally are not good for agriculture because when we put tariffs on things, there's going to be retaliation. I just don't think there's much doubt about that.
As for the lame duck session, Dan Glickman knows farmers and ranchers need a farm bill, but he's highly doubtful there's time left to produce a full 5-year package.
My guess they'll do an extension, but it will probably be accompanied with or associated with some sort of special assistance, disaster assistance for the hurricanes, for the flood damage, and perhaps for the commodity price decline that we've seen. So I don't think they're going to leave for the year without doing something in the agriculture area.
Johann says any farm bill will require compromise for success.
But keep in mind, you still have to get 60 votes in the Senate. I don't see any way around that. So I don't see a farm bill happening this year. I would give that a 1% chance. It's just not going to happen. I do see a disaster relief package. I do think there'll be some assistance for agriculture in that. I think Senator Bozeman, soon to be Chairman Bozeman, has already signaled that. So hopefully that can get done in the lame duck session.
AgriPulse Newsmakers available now at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau. Join more than 5,000 farmers and ranchers from across the country at the American Farm Bureau Convention, January 24th through 29th in San Antonio, Texas. The convention and trade show are open to anyone who wants to learn more about farming, ranching, and agriculture policy. Register at annualconvention.fb.org/register. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.